I know it's
time.
Oh, yes, it is.
Time.
Yeah.
Time.
To make this
world
yeah.
a better place.
Cast off words, darkness.
Oh, yes, it is. It is time once again for It Is Time. We're making this world a better place by bringing forth a message, for a timely message in the times of the Gentiles, for the times and seasons of our life. This is Ed Gutfeld. We're so glad you're with us. And we are on the right side of time because we're redeeming it and buying it back for eternal purposes. And that's what we ought to be doing with our life 24/7. Well, you know what? We're on the horse and we're just riding. We're on the white horse of God with a white hat, giving forth the gospel message, telling the people, hey, Paul Revere's got nothing on the church. We have a message to save people's hearts, save their lives, and redeem their time. So praise God. Get on your horse, start riding, and give forth the message, the good news of the gospel. We have a wonderful show in store for you, and amazing things are happening in the kingdom of God, and we're so glad that we're involved with it. Just something struck my heart this morning, and I want to bring it to you. You know, this is what we call right now radio. This is timely radio, and this is a timely podcast for your life, and we like to speak unto men to edification, exhortation, and comfort. That's what God's put on our heart to do. And I was reading this morning in Mark chapter 1, verse 35, says, in the morning, rising up a great while before day, he went out and departed into a solitary place and there prayed. Now, this is talking about Jesus. And so Jesus got up early. You know, I like to say it this way. He got up before the devil did. Amen. You know, the devil comes to steal, kill, and destroy, but you got to get up before he does. And you got to get up dressed in the armor of God and just start thanking God, saying, this is the day the Lord has made. I'll rejoice. I'll be glad in it. Oh, know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is not, and he has made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people, the sheep of his pasture. We enter your gates with thanksgiving. We enter your courts with praise. We're thankful unto your name. Oh, hallelujah. And then you just begin to lift your hands and praise God and give him all the glory and just start praying for your loved ones, for your family, for your government, for your church, for your pastor, for all the people that are in your life that mean things to you and are speaking into you. Somebody said, I don't have a pastor. Well, you know, ask God to put you in a church and get plugged in and do something for the kingdom of God. But Jesus got here and he began to just pray. And so when he got through praying, the disciples came to him and say, hey, man, all men seek you. And he said, well, let's go to the next town that I may preach there also, for therefore came I forth. Jesus knew his assignment. He knew what time it was. It was time to do something. It was time to get on the horse, as we said, and go to that town and bring something to that town that they had not heard, and that is the gospel, the good news. And I like this in verse 39. This hit me so strong. And he preached in their synagogue throughout Galilee and cast out devils. Now, maybe that doesn't hit you the way it hit me, but, you know, Jesus is going to the towns to preach the gospel, and he went throughout the whole Galilee preaching their synagogues and driving out demons, another translation says. Driving out demons. Now, we know he went and preached the gospel, but it says here specifically he went to spread the good news in the synagogues all over Galilee, and he forced demons out of people. That's what the God's Word translation said. He forced demons out of people. He cast demons out of people. This is what it's saying here. And I love what the message says. He preaching and preaching, throwing out demons. God doesn't play around, you know, when it comes to demons. He said, for this purpose I came forth, and he preached through all Galilee and cast out demons, cast out devils. Devils are good for one thing, casting out. That's it. There's no other purpose for them to be here. The Bible said in Acts 20, verse 32, he said, Acts 10, 38, excuse me, he said how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with power, went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. Jesus just made it his business to cast out devils. And so we have to make it our business to cast out devils. Now, I know that scares some people because, you know, you get into fanaticism and things like that. But we're not talking about fanaticism. We're just talking about casting out devils. When devils show up, now the part that got me here was he preached in their synagogues throughout all Galilee and cast out devils. That's like saying he went to the churches in our area and cast out devils. Guess what? There's a lot of devils in churches. And there are people that are bound by devils. And there are people that are, if they're not bound by devils, they're at least oppressed by devils and demons. Somebody said, I don't like that. Well, you know, I'm just reading the Bible. That's all, you know. Mark 16 says, in my name they shall cast out devils. And and when he commissioned the 70, he said, go and cast out devils. But I think the thing that we're bringing out here is I think people are influenced by demonic things more than they think they are. And so it's kind of a sad thing when people won't admit that there is evil in the earth. That's exactly what an enemy in any war wants you to think. He wants you to think that the enemy doesn't even exist. He wants you to think that the only enemy sounds like this. Yeah, that's the devil right there. And if it doesn't sound like this, then it's not the devil. What did you say, Satan? And, you know, and some people talk to the devil, I think, as much as they talk to God. And the devil's all scared right now, see, because we're about ready to cast him out. But, you know, some people, that would be the devil to them. And the devil loves that because the devil, you know, oftentimes wears a three-piece suit. And he talks very nicely, and he talks with wonderful, syrupy words that will just comfort your soul and give your soul something to make you feel good about yourself. And especially if you can get settled down in a nice cozy chair of victimization. You know, just get down in that cushy little chair of victimization. I'm a victim, and I'm going to sit here in my little cushy victimized chair and just think about how victimized I am and how everybody has something against me. And the self-pity, the recliner of self-pity, he'll just join you. He'll bring you something to drink in the recliner of self-pity. And in fact, you know, you can go to self-pity party city. Self-pity party city and get all the favors you need. You ever been to self-pity party city? That's where you have a lot of self-pity going on, but you go to Party City, self-pity, party. say that fast 5 times. Self-pity, Party City, and you can get all the favors you want and keep the party going as long as you want. And I'm not trying to make fun of anybody. I'm making fun of myself, of anybody. But, you know, self-pity, Party City can be a place to really spend a lot of your time, talent, and treasure and just waste it. And so we want to get out of all of that and get into something great and powerful like God's Word. You know, God's Word is our sponsor for this first half hour. You want to hear our little spot? It's this is God's Word that's sponsoring this program. So go ahead and give a listen.
No, honey, I agree. We should be seeking eternal answers about life. But the question is where? I mean, no way am I going to some online do-it-yourself guru or some $600 a weekend, you're all God's crackpot. Isn't that right, little buddy? Yeah, I'm not looking for some hyped-up, frenzy-based super church either. Tell me where I can get some truthful answers with honesty and purity. I'll be there today. The whole family. And that means you too, little guy.
Yeah, talk to Jesus. He's been leading people into the truth and life for 2,000 years. It's his book, the Bible. It has all his simple truths that bring families together for a safe, simple, and secure eternal life. Talk to Jesus. He's the way. Yeah, the Bible is our sponsor this first half hour. We're glad to have the Bible on board. And that's what we want to draw of our our truth from and all of our illustrations from. We love the Word of God around here. I'm back to my subject here about being deceived. You know, you don't want to be deceived. You don't want to be lied to. You don't want the devil coming into your life and just you know, talking you into some kind of a pity party. You don't want to do that. We got to recognize the truth. And the scripture that comes to me so strongly where this is concerned, remember we were talking about Mark 1:39, how Jesus went throughout all of Galilee and cast out devils. You know, this is after he spent some time in prayer. And he went and he cast out devils. Well, you know, the scripture says in John 10:4-5, he said, "My sheep know my voice, and the voice of a stranger they will not follow." They will not follow a stranger's voice. Remember, we said that, you know, a lot of people recognize the devil as this. That's his voice right there. That's not the devil's voice. Would to God that that was the devil's voice. Then we could always recognize it. But the devil's voice is that voice that comes and just says, "Hey, this isn't for you. Grace is not for you. Peace is not for you. Righteousness is not for you. The blessing of heaven is not for you." Or he'll just go in some other way and say, "Hey, you know, the Lord doesn't want you to do this because he's trying to keep you from something." It doesn't matter. He comes to deceive. He's a deceiver. And through deception, his craft prospers. But I got news for you. God has shed the light of the gospel, the word of the Lord, to give us full view of what's true. This is a song by the Winans. It's kind of an old one, but it's a good one. It's called "Don't Be Deceived." And listen to the words. Let it speak to your heart and life. And let it build confidence that you can hear God's voice and be led by the Spirit of God. Don't be deceived.
Got it.
right, that's the Winans and the song Don't Be Deceived off their long time coming LP. And that is a powerful song because, you know, there is a voice that can be heard and discerned that comes not from above. It's a wisdom that doesn't come from above. It comes from below, and it's earthly, it's sensual, and it's devilish, according to the book of James. That's why Jesus in Mark 1:39, he went throughout the villages and the synagogues there. He preached in their synagogues throughout all the Galilee, rather, and cast out devils. He cast out devils. And in Mark 3:15, he gave his disciples power to heal sicknesses and to cast out devils. He said, if you believe in my name, you shall cast out devils. Yeah. And so Jesus said, you know, I'm not casting them out by Beelzebub. You know, if I cast out devils by Beelzebub, then a kingdom divided against itself will not be able to stand. And so, but if I, by the finger of God, cast out devils, no doubt that the kingdom of God has come upon you. One of the signs that the kingdom of God has come upon us is that Jesus casts out devils. And he gave his disciples authority to cast out devils. Why would Jesus not give his disciples authority today to cast out devils if devils are still here? God doesn't want anybody bound by devils. No, you cast them out. Don't talk to them, play with them, pat them, and you know, and sit there and let them run your life. Cast them out in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, you cast out that devil. And somebody said, well, you know, do I have the power to do that? Well, if you belong to Jesus, you're washed in the blood. You have the authority to cast out devils. See, these devils have been around for a long time. These devils, you know, they don't get born. They're like baby devils and, you know, teenage devils. And, you know, these devils have been around forever. That's why people get involved with, you know, seances, and they, you know, Uncle Henry speaks from the dead, you know, oh, son, I love you, you know, like that. And he's just, you know, impersonating your Uncle Henry. That's how they're rich little devils. And they just impersonate people. But that's not your uncle. That's some devil sounding like your uncle. Why? That uncle was around when your uncle was around. And those devils were around when Jesus were around. Same devils. And they're not multiplying. They're not growing. They're not being born every day. So we need to understand one thing, that the youngest Christian cast out the oldest devil. You got that right. And why? Because it's not our power that does it. It's the name of Jesus that drives him out. It's the name above all names has been given to us, and authority has been given to us. So we don't have to be deceived. There's a song by Lamb. Again, this is an older song. We're going to get some newer songs just a little bit. But this is an old song that I like this. And they say, I found out about the devil. He's seeking to keep us from the kingdom of God. You know, that's why we have to be strong. Because these devils, if they can't keep you from being saved, they'll keep you from enjoying the kingdom of God. The kingdom of God is not meat and drink, but righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit. So that righteousness, that peace, that joy, Satan comes to steal your peace. And your joy, nobody can take it from you, Jesus said. My peace I give to you. Not as the world gives, give I unto you. And then he said, your joy, nobody can take from you. But Satan will come, he'll try to steal that which belongs to you. And one of the things that belongs to you is the kingdom of God. Amen. You've received a kingdom that cannot be shaken. So I want you to learn something today. Please grab a hold of this. And don't be a person that's waiting for an engraved invitation from God. Take this day. It is time to believe and grab a hold of the kingdom of God and say, the kingdom of God is in me, and I'm going to walk in it in the name of Jesus.
Do you need an engraved invitation? To lead you to the promised land, to find your place in the kingdom of God. You need the Savior's loving hand. You need the Savior's loving hand. Seeking to keep you from the kingdom of God. Are you being his easy fool? Are you being his easy tool? But you don't got to pay the devil no dues. Or find hell beyond the grave. Reach out for the hand of Jesus, and you surely shall be saved. And you surely shall be saved. The power to save your life. His loving hand will keep you safe. When the stars fall from the sky, when the stars fall from the sky.
Right, we need the Savior's loving hand. That's Lamb, an engraved invitation. We don't have to be fooled by the evil one. Everything has been open and naked. Everything is open and naked under the eyes of whom we have to do. And God reigns here. That's where he has given us authority to tread upon serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the evil one. And nothing shall by any means hurt us. And we thank God for that in the name of Jesus. You know, when the Lord sent his disciples out, he gave them authority. They went and they started casting out devils. And that's when we multiply the team. And God wants us to be involved with that. And when he told his disciples, he was very strong with them. And he said, as you go, preach, saying the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Heal the sick, cleanse the lepers. Raise the dead, cast out devils. Freely you have received, freely give. That's in Matthew 10 and verse 8. And so we are told to cast out devils. And how do you know a devil is appearing? Well, you know, there's a spirit. There are sometimes spirits, and I realize that some people get into sort of an exaggeration of this. Everything's a spirit. You know, there's a devil behind every file cabinet, as Mario Murillo once said. And that's silly. That's silliness. There's the world, there's the flesh, and there's the devil. And so there's things that are just of the world. There's things that are of the flesh, and you cannot cast out the flesh. Somebody said, well, you know, I have a spirit of gluttony. Well, you might have a spirit of gluttony, and but I'll tell you what, at some point, you just can't eat that many candy bars or whatever, you know, and that's not necessarily a demon. And when there is a demon involved, there's a spirit of infirmity in the scripture. And when the spirit was cast out, the person was well. And that was because the root of it, there was an evil spirit. And sometimes those evil spirits are allowed entrance into families under the third or fourth generation. Oftentimes alcoholism, there's a spirit behind it, and you can trace that back to maybe the third generation or you know, something that happened in a family. And there are times that you can see those things. And without knowing every detail of your family history and your family tree, you can come to God and you can give your heart to Christ and say, Jesus, I'm coming to you for protection. And I want to dwell in the shadow of the Most High God. And I want God to be able to be the one that determines my destiny. And when you come to dwell in the shadow of the Most High God, you abide under the shadow of the Almighty. You can say of the Lord, He is my refuge. He is my fortress. He's my God, and Him will I trust. And surely He will cover me with His feathers, and under His wings He will trust. And so we have great confidence that God is doing something very powerful for us, in that we have shelter from the Most High God. And whatever curse there is, whatever curse has been put on your life or tried to be put on your life, you have a refuge. You have a place that you can dwell. And this is Aaron Keyes with his song, Dwell. And we have Psalm 91 as a refuge for us. We have the scriptures. We have the anointing of the Most High God to help us in times of trouble, to break curses over our life by the blood of the Lamb. Reach out and receive help from heaven right now.
Though a thousand may fall at my side, though the enemy war against me, I will not fear the terror by night. I will hide in the shadow of your wings. I will dwell in the shelter of the Most High God. I will rest in the beauty of your presence. Your faithfulness is a shield in my
no weapon formed against us is going to prosper. That's Aaron Keyes with a powerful song in Psalm 91, I Will Dwell. It's called Dwell. And we have the shelter of the Most High God. We have weapons of our warfare that are not carnal, but mighty through God. This whole message and this emphasis on this program came to me as I saw that Jesus went into the synagogues and he went to preach the gospel there and he cast out devils. The thing that's so amazing about that to me, as I said before, and I just want to repeat it, is because he mentions it specifically. He didn't say he healed the sick. He went to go preach the gospel in their synagogues. And the scripture is in Mark 1:139. And he says that he went there and he cast out devils. And that's the part that I'm just typing it in here. So if you hear some typing, I just want to, I just want to make sure my scripture, it's Mark 1:39, excuse me. So he says they cast out devils. And why didn't he say he healed the sick or people got saved and they gave their heart to Christ or whatever? But no, he says he cast out devils. He went in their synagogues, and I believe it's because there's a lot of devils in churches. There's a lot of devils in, and I don't mean possessing them. I mean that there are people that are possessed. It was true here. He cast out devils of people. But there is oppression of demonic forces in churches. Guess why? Because if he can stop the church from growing, if he can stop the church from being focused on the Great Commission, then he can win. He's going out and trying to stop the troops. He didn't have to bother the guy at the bar. He didn't have to bother the guy who's having an affair. He didn't have, those guys are already, they're already out there wet and wild. But the person who knows the Lord, if he can't get us, you know, to denounce Christ, he'll get us to be proud and puffed up and get offended and have a root of bitterness and all these sorts of things. So, you know, we got to cast out the devil in our head and our mind and our thoughts. And that's what I'm saying. You know, he went throughout the synagogues through Galilee and cast out devils. And I just love that. It just is blessing me so much. And I'm not saying that we should all look at our neighbor at church and say, I wonder if he's got a devil. You know, that's not it at all. I'm saying that we need to just, in our own life, just say, look, the line has been drawn. The blood of Jesus has been shed. And I'm not going to be the pincushion of evil. You're not going to come here, Mr. Devil, and just, you know, stick a pin in me every other minute with some silly thought. You know, the Bible is very specific about not giving in to evil forces and taking God's weapons that he's given us. And the weapons that we have, they are not carnal, but they're mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. And 2 Corinthians tells us very plainly in 2 Corinthians chapter 10, he says, the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they're mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. And he says this, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. Hallelujah. That's 2 Corinthians 10:4. That reminds me, we have a sponsor, 2 Cor 10:4. Boy, you take a couple of 2 Cor 10:4s and you are absolutely in a place to believe God. Because that evil influence, you just cast it down in the name of Jesus. The casting down power of 2 Corinthians 10:4 is so powerful today. We need to be taking these. I mean, on the job, you can operate heavy machinery. As I said before, you know, I can operate with a mouse and a microphone and still use 2 Cor 10:4. You can drive long distance, still use 2 Cor 10:4. Let's listen for a word from our sponsor for this half hour, 2 Cor 10:4. Our sponsor this half hour is 2 Cor 10:4. Has your mind been plagued and bombarded with the high traffic of vain imaginations? Have the thoughts and accusations from the father of lies been jamming and congesting the freeways of your mind? Do human reasonings and haughty intellectual arrogance overcrowd and clog the corridors and throughways of your thinking? Then it's time you try 2 Cor 10:4. 2 Cor 10:4 was first introduced by the Apostle Paul around 56 AD. 2 Cor 10:4 carries the anointing of God
and has been overpowering mental congestion for centuries. Known by its full name, 2 Corinthians 10:4, this passage of Spirit and Life has been eliminating stress and anxiety through its authoritative casting down power. Yes, the thoughts are cast down when the believer addresses them so in the mighty name of Jesus. When this gospel is applied, the mental traffic and congestion is cleared up and all thoughts of peace prevail. When 2 Cor 10:4 is on the job, the traffic report is clear and smooth sailing. You can find 2 Cor 10:4 in the New Testament in the book of 2 Corinthians, right after 1 Corinthians and just before Galatians. 2 Cor 10:4, a spiritual weapon to fight and beat the mental traffic jam. Apply it today and be at peace in moments.
The pages said meet you at the information counter. Yeah, well, I'm sorry, I didn't realize.
That's okay, If we hurry, we can make it.
Oh yeah, you've made it just in time for Leon Patillo. A song called Don't Give In. You don't have to give in to those thoughts. You can cast them down according to 2 Corinthians 10:4. Let's listen and be blessed. Don't give in.
When the clouds start to surround us, try and wash our joy away. Make you feel there is no reason for you to really shine today. But don't give in, just trust in Him. Be thy very strong. Don't despair, He's heard your prayer. Remember, God is still on the throne. Oh, I know who holds the future and controls each grain of sand. Though He's King of all creation, He still has time to hold my hand. So don't give in, just trust in. There is no other way. So don't give in, just trust in Him. Be thy very strong, yeah. Don't despair, He's heard your prayer. Remember, God is still on. The power.
That's Leon Petillo, and Don't Give In. Don't give in to what? Don't give in to the schemes and plots of the evil one, Satan, the enemy of your soul. Remember, we said that the enemy doesn't come like we think he would. You know, if he comes with that incredible voice like that one there, that would be so easy to detect. You know, there's the devil. You know, he's a horror movie. That's what he is. He's a product of Hollywood. You know, but that would be so easy. No, he's not that way. He didn't come that way in the garden to Eve. He didn't come that way to Adam. He came in a way that was beautiful, and it was enticing, and it was something that would cause your soul. There's no doubt that there are some things that are very evil and scary. I'm not saying that that's not true, but most of the time it comes as a comforting thing. That person hurt you, and you need to get back at them, and they don't treat you right, and they don't respect you, and you don't dang 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 dang. All that stuff keeps coming over. If it was that ugly voice, yeah, of course we would recognize. You'd say, "The devil, get behind me!" But no, he comes as a buddy. He comes as a friend. He comes as someone who's looking out for you, and he's not looking out for anything. All he's doing is trying to put a noose around your neck. And this whole program is devoted to casting out devils. I mean, just cast them out, throw them out, thrust them out, overthrow them. How do you do that? You can't do that in your own authority. You can't do that in your own name. You can't do that in your own power. There's been bloodshed that absolutely runs him off every time you put it. Even when he came to Jesus, he said, "Give me, bow down and worship me, and I'll give you." And Jesus said, "No, no, no, it's written, it's written, it's written." Every time you know what's written, he's got to go, because he's a liar and he's been defeated. And that's just the way it is. We're building an army of edifiers, you know, who can raise up a standard against him. People need edification. You know, the enemy comes. The Bible said that Jesus went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil. Oppression is a thought that keeps coming and coming and coming and pounding and pounding and pounding. And the Bible said that he buffets the church. And that word buffet is like a repeated blow, boom, 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 like a boxer giving a repeated blow to the head or so forth, or the midsection. Well, we want to give repeated blows of grace and repeated blows of righteousness, peace, and joy. And that's what edification does. Edification is something that builds you up and strengthens you and causes you to overcome. And that's what edification is. We want to build up the body of Christ. We want to build up the people of God. We want to build up our inner man. And when we do that, people become strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. And then we take on a whole new spirit of warfare and victory in our lives. So we're raising up. God has helped us to have a message to bring to the world about edification. And we have these little buttons. They say edify for life on it. And it's colorful, and it's kind of fun, but it's very non-religious, if you will. But it starts conversations. It's a great witnessing tool. You wear buttons. We saw one gal in our church. We went out to talk to people about this, and she had about 25 buttons on, just all over, you know, her blouse, her hat, her everywhere. And it was just amazing, because you couldn't miss the message of edification. And so we want you to get on board with Team Edify, and go ahead and give a listen, please. Hello, this is Ed Gutfeld, and I want to announce to you that there's a new team in town. It's Team Edify. We're running out the bullies of fear, doubt, and despair, because Team Edify is taking over. This team is called to build up, strengthen, and cause to overcome. We're calling for 1 million men and women, boys and girls, to lock arms and declare the word of edification in our homes, schools, on the job, in the church, and throughout the marketplaces of the world. We are a simple yet mighty team who have made a decision that each and every day we will receive edification for our lives, bring edification to those around us, and give edification away to someone new each and every day. As a team member, you will receive our unique and colorful Edify button, a lifetime membership card, daily prayer, and access to daily edification through videos, testimonies, and social network. To join the Edify revolution, simply log on to edifyforlife.org
and follow the simple steps. We live in troubled times, full of deception, lies, and depression. But we can make a difference bearing the glad tidings of edification. Again, the website is edifyforlife.org. Join in today. Be one in a million at edifyforlife.org. That's edifyforlife.org.
The enemy's been defeated.
This is Michael W. Smith.
Death couldn't hold you down, down.
The enemy's been defeated. Let's declare it.
The enemy's been defeated.
You got to do it with your own mouth. Jesus has won the victory.
Death couldn't hold you down, down.
Couldn't hold Jesus down.
The enemy's been defeated.
He can't hold you down either.
Hey!
Let's rejoice together.
The enemy's been defeated, and death couldn't hold you down. The enemy's been defeated, and death couldn't hold you down. We're gonna lift our voice in victory, we're gonna make your praises out. The enemy's been defeated, and death couldn't hold you down. We're gonna lift our voice in victory, we're gonna make your praises out. The enemy's been defeated, death couldn't hold you down. We're gonna lift our voice in victory, we're gonna make your praises out. The enemy's been defeated, death couldn't hold you down. We're gonna lift our voice in victory, we're gonna make your praises out. The enemy's been defeated, death couldn't hold you down. We're gonna lift our voice in victory, we're gonna make your praises out. The enemy's been defeated, death couldn't hold you down. We're gonna lift our voice in victory, we're gonna make your praises out.
Shout out to God with the voice of triumph. Shout out to God with the voice of praise. Shout out to God with the voice of triumph. We lift your name up, we lift your name.
The enemy's been defeated. That's exactly true. Jesus said, I have the keys of death, hell, and the grave. And he gave those keys to the church. And Jesus said, if I by the finger of God cast out devils, ooh, I'll tell you what, then the kingdom of God is among you. And that's good news for all of us that the kingdom of God is here. When Jesus left, he didn't leave us alone. He gave us the Holy Spirit. And I realize that this can be maybe a very strong program for some people. But I want to tell you something. The devil doesn't play nice just because you think it's too strong. You notice the oppressions doesn't back off because, oh, it's a little too strong. I think I've been oppressing this person a little too much. You notice he doesn't back off because of that. No, he goes for the jugular. He goes for the kill. He causes people to commit suicide. He is the inspiration behind divorce. He's the inspiration behind all of the things that kill, steal, and destroy. The thief cometh not. El ladrón en español. He comes to steal, kill, and destroy. Jesus said, I've come to give you life. And that abundantly. And you know what Jesus does? He gives us his spirit so we can hear his voice. So we can be led by his spirit, so that the enemy doesn't lead us around by the nose and just draw us into everything that would take away the beauty
of God's grace in our life. I want you to know God has done something wonderful for us in Christ. He's given us a new life. He's given us new ears. We can hear his voice. We can be led by the Spirit. We really can. We can be led by the Spirit, church. Oh, people, we can be led by the Spirit and not be under the law. That's right. You know what? God imparts knowledge to us to tell us who we are. If you don't know who you are, you'll be led by anything and think you're being right. But God shows us who we are. Israel Houghton has written a song called I Know Who I Am. He and Chris Tomlin wrote it a few years ago. And I love this song. It's so beautiful. This is a demo version. There is a full-blown version that's rather powerful too. But I love this demo version because it's just like somebody singing from the heart. You know, not that the other one's not, but this one is just, it's so personal. With acoustic guitar, just singing the song, I know who I am. I am yours. And when you know that, you don't have to follow the voice of a stranger. You know the shepherd's voice. And you can lie down in those green pastures beside the still waters. And anything comes to disturb that, you can rebuke it and tell it to get out and cast that thing out in the mighty name of Jesus. I want you to soak this into your inner man. I know who I am. Israel Houghton.
I was running and you found me. I was blinded and you gave me sight. You put a song of praise in me. Oh, I was broken and you healed me. I was dying and you gave me life. Thought you were my identity. Oh, I know. I know who I am. I know who I am. Know who I am. I am yours. I am yours. Know who I am. I know who I am. Know who I am. I am yours. I am yours, and you are mine. Jesus, you are mine. You are mine. Jesus, you are mine. I am forgiven. I am your friend. I am accepted. Know who I am. I am secure. I'm confident that I am loved. Know who I am. I am alive. I am set free. I know who I am.
Yeah, that's Israel Houghton, and I know who I am. That's powerful. Thank you, Lord. That is beautiful. When you know who you are, you just walk with authority. You just walk with authority. You know, it's it reminds me a lot of the Hebrew young men that were taken by Nebuchadnezzar, and they're thrown into the fiery furnace. And they got four of their guys, and they got some guys in there, and they say, hey, we're going to throw you into the fiery furnace if you don't denounce God and you keep doing all these things that you're not supposed to do. You know, we've outlawed spiritual things about God. We've outlawed prayer. We've outlawed this. We've outlawed that. You've broken all the rules. And they said, hey, if God delivers us, fine. If he doesn't, we won't bow. I love what Oral Roberts said many years ago. If you don't bow, you don't burn. And so many people are being intimidated into bowing, intimidated into taking the company line of the evil one. And he's a merciless taskmaster. And he just wants to rub your face in depression and shame and fear and mediocrity. But God puts another spirit inside of us. And they said, hey, we're not going to bow. And, you know, if God doesn't, hey, that's fine with us. But guess what happened? Oh, my goodness. God came through for those Hebrew children. Those young men stood the test and came out with a report. And the king said, oh, my goodness, isn't there three? I see a fourth man in there, one like the Son of God. Jesus is the fourth man, and he'll show up. He shows up every time. I know sometimes it doesn't feel like he's going to show up. But guess what? He's already in us, says the church. Greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world. We're not really waiting for him to show up. He's already on the inside of us. And that's why we don't have to get fooled. We don't have to be fooled. We don't have to be deceived. We don't have to follow vain imaginations, because we've got a true thought that comes from God that will not lie to us and will not deceive us in any way, shape, or form, because that's the way the kingdom of God is, and that's the faithfulness of our God. Amen. Well, we're about out of time. And just remember, you can cast out that devil. Let's just pray together. Father, in the name of Jesus, if you stayed with us this long on this podcast and you don't know Jesus, ask him into your heart right now. Just say, Jesus, take over my life. I confess you as Lord. I confess you as Savior. The Bible said, if you'll confess with your mouth, Jesus is Lord. So just say it out loud. Jesus is Lord. I believe in my heart God raised him from the dead. There it is right there. You're saved. Somebody said, it can't be that simple. Well, if you said it from your heart, it is. Oh yeah, there's a whole new kingdom on the inside of you. And that's what God wants to do. He wants his kingdom to rule and reign in us. And you become a brand new person on the inside. You can know who you are. You belong to him. I am yours. You know who I am? I'm God's. I belong to God. I'm God's property. And Lord, we welcome in the Holy Spirit. Just say that out loud. I welcome the Holy Spirit into my life. Lord, fill me up. Fill me to overflowing. I rebuke dreams, bad dreams. I rebuke the powers of darkness. I rebuke and ward off every thought of the evil one. I turn my back on wicked practices. I turn my back on evil movies, evil songs, things that are offensive to my Savior, things that will tear away from our relationship. I turn away and renounce evil, and I'm going to embrace that which is righteous, especially God's Word, the Bible. Lord, we thank you. You're so good. You're so kind. Hey, if God's touched your heart, why don't you drop us a line at vccmarin@gmail.com. vccmarin@gmail.com. That's Victory Christian Center. Marin is a county in Northern California. Marin. Marin. vccmarin@gmail.com. Tell us God changed your life, changed your heart, changed your mind. And we'll send you something beautiful and wonderful. But keep listening to the podcast. I'll tell you what, we got an archive that's already building up. You can go back and listen to program after program, and just let the things that we're imparting build your faith, build your hope, build your love, and you'll be a different person, I guarantee you. Well, this is Limit X taking us out. We like to play this song because it's telling us something.
Daddy on the mountain,
yeah, go tell it.
Jesus Christ is Lord.
Go tell it.
Go tell it on the mountain.
That's what we're supposed to do. Go and tell it.
And everywhere. Go tell it on the mountain that Jesus Christ is Lord.
That's right. We need to go tell this great gospel message. Tell the world that Jesus is risen from the dead. Tell somebody that there is a Savior who loves them, who cares. Tell them about the greatness of our God. It's time to rise up and tell everybody that Jesus Christ is Lord. Amen. Don't put it off. Don't delay. God's telling you to do something. Don't put it off. Get out there and do it. It's time. It's time. It is time.